Frank Barry smokes weed with America, irregardless who may be over there.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now, please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay. You can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay, then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I forgot to turn on the recorder. I just did it now, which are good, but the whole intro, I'll have to do that in post. So welcome to the show, everybody. Trying something a little bit new. It's been a couple weeks. It's been a few weeks. It's been more than a few weeks, but I'm back. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways, and I'm adding more. One is through Facebook, my personal page on Facebook, which is Mark Scalia Personal, as it probably is. I guess it is. That's the first way. The second way, you can listen to the slightly edited time podcast version of the show, available through iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. But as I start every show the same way, I start by bringing up to speed what's been going on with myself in the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's it.
When?
It's now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And where do I... What? That's not what's supposed to happen. This is why I do the show live. Because it's a fucking nightmare. Let's start off with some of the practical stuff. I have not been on air in a couple of weeks. Oh, my... Camera almost started closing for a second. I have not been on in a few weeks, for a few reasons. One, I haven't had guests. And two, I've been feeling a little wishy-washy. Some of the things have been environmental. Some of them just been, you know, haven't been motivated to put together a show. And I wanted to put something together. I just don't want to come on and go, hi, yeah, I'm not doing anything. And now I'm back. So I'll see you in 30 minutes. Bye. And I don't want to do that. I wanted to actually have something to say. And there is a bunch of stuff going on. First thing, and I don't know if it's happening at this moment. I think it is. The first 100 days of Joe Biden. Come on, man. The first days.
Come on, man.
First 100 days of Joe Biden starts tonight. So I think he's doing a joint address to the Congress and the House and everything. But it's, you know, sad. It's just sad. There's been a lot of stuff that's been going on the government wise, and I'm not overly happy about it. But stuff, the way that everybody watched Trump is not the way everybody's watching Biden. They're like, oh, no, it's different. It's the same thing. And all I'm saying is you got to watch these motherfuckers, because they will. Fuck you at the drive-thru.
They fuck you at the drive-thru, okay?
So just watch him. Now, I want him to do well. I always do. I mean, I want a country to do well. I want our people to do well. And that's the whole thing. I would do a political update, but I haven't prepped enough. So, but that's it. And speaking of television things that really aren't watched,
And the Oscar goes
to... The 93rd Oscars plummeted. The ratings went from, I think, 23 million last year to 9.85. Ridiculous. Not even 10 million people watched it. And it is. It's, and people, they're doing this moment to moment thing when they watch it. And the whole purpose of it is, as soon as people start getting political, people shut off the TVs. They don't even just change the channel now. They shut the TVs off. And it's sad because people are so alienated and it's so polarized. But nobody's watched movies. How could you vote on movies that nobody fucking watched? And, you know, a lot of the movies I saw this year sucked. And I saw the Snyder cut of Justice League, and I thought that was okay for a 4-hour movie, but to me, it was just like I've talked about it, it was just like binge watching a show on Netflix. But most of the movies I have seen have been terrible. I will say this. My wife and I, we always do this thing where we watch the nominated short animated films, and we started doing the short live action films as well. And the one that I knew they would both win, and the two that won was the animation one about a school shooting, and the live action one was about, literally, it felt like a Spike Lee movie. It felt like a student film. And it was about basically this black guy who spent the night with a girl, gets up, and he's doing nothing wrong, and he ends up getting shot and get killed by, and then he shot and killed by a cop. And it happens over and 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 over again. It's just this repetitive thing. And I thought it was a really good, you know, almost like a trippy Twilight Zone kind of thing, which was really cool. And then at the end, you know, it was like, oh, and I understand political statements have to be made because nothing will change unless you make this political statement. I get it. But at this point in time, there's too much extreme on both sides and you just got chill. That's why nobody's watching the Oscars unless Ricky Gervais hosts again. I would watch that. Another big thing, mask mandates, outside mask mandates. Have Governor Baker? Yay, where's my thing? Governor Baker?
Woohoo!
No more mask mandates on the outside. So you can walk around without a mask. Woohoo! Fucking yeah, finally. And I'm only saying finally because it's a good thing. Not because people wanted it. It's a good thing because they figured out it's not effective. And that's always been my thing. Don't have two messages. Wear a mask. Wear two masks. Wear three masks. Oh, fucking. You can sit down and eat at a restaurant, but yet you can't be on a trolley without a mask. There's a lot of mixed signals, and that's what causes even more controversy. And speaking of the trolley, I've been on the trolley. I got this week off. I took this week off accidentally, but I took this week off. But I've been on board the trolley, and I've been on my paddleboard. And I got on that. The water's still fucking cold, but I was on there. Comedy bookings are starting to pick up, which I'm very happy about. Doing a lot more. Got a couple private gigs, couple corporate things. And I'll tell you more about that as the show progresses and blah, 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 blah. But I want to tell you about this. Where is it? I didn't prep anything. I was up here and I was doing all the prep work and apparently I didn't prep. I'll figure it out. Let's talk about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you? Huh? Huh? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardlesses, this day in history.
All right. Another kind of a slow news day it started off as, but it got better. It's the way it always works. On this day, and this is where I tell you all the things that have happened on the specific day under which I'm broadcasting. And today is April 28th, 2021. And on this day, again, what? How does that constantly play? What the fuck is happening? What is it? Hold on a second. I got to figure out why that's doing it because it's going to do it again. Oh, that's why. Okay, I had it checked. I was like, why is it constantly play? Don't listen to the show live. It's actually, if you're going to listen to it, listen only live. Don't even bother with the podcast at this point. This is where I tell you about what happened on this particular day in history. Now, this is an interesting thing. In 585, the war between Lydia and Medina.
Funky Cole Medina.
Oh, sorry. Media. Not Medina. Fucking Tyler Perry won the Humanitarian Award.
You crazy as hell.
What's he fight with Lydia for? No, Lydia and Medea. That's Media. I got to get new glasses. Medea ended. Do you know how it ended? A solar eclipse. Don't you wish it was that easy? In this day in 1635, the Virginia governor, John Harvey, accused of treason, was removed from office. If it was only that simple. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Another important thing, 1770, Captain James Cook in the Endeavour landed at Botany Bay in Australia. Even if you don't know anything about that, some of those things may ring a bell. 1788, Maryland becomes the seventh state to ratify the Constitution. It's so fucked up. We declare who we are in 1776. We fight the Revolutionary War for 4 years, and then we sell everything out. And then literally 10 years later, We start forming a country. It's so weird. A year later, Fletcher Christensen leads a mutiny on the HMS Bounty under Captain William Bligh. Let's mutiny on the Bounty, people. Little known fact, there was a captain from Salem who rescued some of those sailors. His name was Captain William Driver. I know that because I'm a tour guide. Let's see, where are we? Ooh, 1935. Yellow fever vaccine for humans announced. Yellow fever, not to be confused with jungle fever, which is complete. There's no vaccine. There's no vaccine for that, baby. We're going to get some calls. I hope so. Anyway, this is interesting. 1942, WW2 was titled. World War II was titled in 1942 as a result of a Gallup poll. Did you know that? They did. What are we going to call it? I don't know. 1968. This is a real thing. An 11-year-old girl, Mary Bell, strangles a 4-year-old. She came in third in American Idol. Third. I'm kidding. She was on America's Got Talent. That was her talent. Too soon? Yeah, too soon. Okay. 1986, Chernobyl. That's where the nuclear accident was. The nuclear plant blew up. Chernobyl. That was 1986. Man. And then this Yahoo. You remember this guy? Dennis Tito? Remember Dennis Tito? He was the first space tourist. He paid $20 million to fly in the Suez mission to the International Space Station. $20 million. You know who got that money? Putin? I don't know. Maybe. And then, of course, famous birthdays. This is actually really cool. I was going to go over this. Jessica Alba. Today's her birthday. Do you know what she is? She's 40. That's it. Fuck. Jessica, 40. I had a rookie card when she was on Dark Angel on Fox. Who else's birthday is it today? Let's see. Bunch of YouTube nobodies. Penelope Cruz. She's 47. She's looking good. 47. She's doing all right. Drew Scott. You may know who that is. He's 43. But I will tell you this. His twin brother, Jonathan Scott, is also 43. Those are the two guys on Property Brothers. That's what they are. Jay Leno. Jay Leno. Do you know he's 71? He's 71 years old. I couldn't believe it. He's got a little cars going in. He's in the cars. He's in the cars with the comics and stuff like that. Doing the thing. Who else's birthday? James Monroe. 1758 to 1831. And this is especially for my wife. Harper Lee. 1926 to 2016. Today was her birthday. That's a special little thing for my wife. And of course, Anne Margaret is 80. And she's still completely effable. Maybe. I mean, sure. Let's put it out there. Who cares? All right. Let's do this. Let's take our first break. And even though I didn't set up the break right, I'm going to try to do it right now. I have got a guest tonight. And my guest is actually, he's been on the show before. But he hasn't been on the show in a little while. And there's a reason for that. But we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. My little brother, Chris Scalia, will be joining us. Now, you say, why is he joining us? Well, today is, again, like I said, February 28th. Now, what did I say? February? Oh, February. He corrected me. It's April. Contact eye. Last Tuesday was April 20th. And then two weeks from April 20th, happens to be May 4th, which is this coming Tuesday. So what happens is the Tuesday last week and the Tuesday next week are two special days because it's 420, which is kind of a fun day, and then May the 4th. So I thought, why not bring in my brother, who's an expert on Star Wars, and the Mary Jane? So he's going to be joining us when we come back. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back, I hope, if I can get it all working.
The Arabic Weather Report is brought to you by V8. Make sure you pick up enough V8 for Ramadan. You don't want to say, oh, I could have jihad a V8. I hope you are enjoying this Arab Spring. Temperatures will remain cool tonight, and there will be no ISIS on the road because it's too warm but really be careful. It's pretty dangerous out there. Tomorrow is Throwback Thursday, where we all wish we were back in Palestine. This has been the Arabic Weather Report.
This is Chris Gagne. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia on channel. Is there any channel? I messed up the Pizza Hut buffet just to do an internet radio show on a freaking Wednesday night.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and joining me via, actually, this is a big thing, Chris is actually in studio.
I'm not a painting. No. I am actually live.
He's live in studio, which this is actually, this is why this is kind of cool. That's why I'm having a little, the technical shit, because I got my iPad for my camera and I've set up my video camera, which is here. Right, like right in my hand, and that's shooting at him. So when I talk to him, it looks like we're actually speaking.
Well, we are actually
speaking. We are speaking. So otherwise, he talks to my back because the way that it's worked out. So before we get into all this, before we get into the whole Star Wars thing and the 420 thing, first of all, can people follow you on Facebook? Because you were doing something called the Restaurant, but I don't know how if that.
I have actually not done that in a while, but yes, you can follow. I'm you were saying I haven't been on for a while because of my, I've had some health problems. I had some, brain surgery and I need some heart surgery and stuff like that. So,
and they found a brain.
Yes.
And they found a heart.
All I need is courage surgery. I can go right back to Kansas.
Put them up. See, I try to set them up.
Hold on, wait a minute. I want to do my Joe, before I, you need to play the music again. I want to do my Joe Biden impression. This is every, play the music again. The,
of what?
The Family Guy one. The that you kept on hitting by accident, yeah.
Yeah, I've been
this
playing.
Is, every time Joe Biden has a stray thought and he loses his train of thought, this is exactly what happens. Oh, yeah, the thing, man.
You know the thing.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on. It's like there's 40 to 50 to, you know.
Well, I was, and you did the history thing. I mean, I usually get to type all this stuff in, but you did the history thing with the Botany Bay and Sulu with Captain Kirk.
No, that was the wrong Botany Bay.
No,
well, Botany Bay.
It was Captain Kirk. You said Captain Kirk. I heard you.
No, Captain James Cook.
James
Cook. I said James Cook.
He took Khan to the Botany Bay.
He can't.
With Sulu.
He can't. He can't. And the response is,
what?
He can't.
Khan.
He can't. He can't.
Khan!
So the restaurant. Take us back to that.
Well, I've been in a restaurant business for most of my adult life and a lot of my childhood, too. And the restaurant was started as a way for servers to get off their chest what we can't say in front of a guest. So it was a way to call in to gripe about bad tips, you know, people saying that, you know, you're an idiot, you can't do it, you know... A monkey with a pad of paper can do this job.
I've seen it, though. Yeah. I've seen it. I mean, and in the monkey's defense, it was an orangutan. So it's different. It's a little different. So did you want to talk about the health stuff? Did you want to show everybody?
Yeah, I got a.
Oh, you can't even see it. I've been looking on the screen. You can't barely see. Oh, what is this? You getting a phone call?
No, that's.
Text.
That's my sexy meter going off.
Yes. You're low.
What is this? Anna is a dedicated mom. She's committed to fighting for all our kids, for making our Boozman schools even better. Vote Anna McCarrion for school board trustee. Wait a minute. I would love to, but Anna...
Don't
say
killed
it. My parents.
Stop it. Don't write that. Don't.
What? They never could. They Stop never it. Text you back Stop when it. You do stuff like that.
I know they won't, but don't. Bad enough I talk about an 11-year-old strangling a 4-year-old and I'm making funny. It was actually kind of funny.
I got one for a filibuster and it was like, will you help? Will you help support the abolishment of the filibuster? And I was like, I would love to, but my parents were both killed by a runaway filibuster. And it said, ever since then, I've been scouring the streets of Gotham looking for their killer.
Filibuster.
It was a filibuster.
But are you gonna pick up the rest of Rant again? You gonna try to do that again? YouTube video or something like that?
I'm doing a lot of streaming now because I've had some, well, we'll say an extended stretch of free time. So I've been doing a lot of gaming. I've been doing a lot of gaming, so I've been streaming on Twitch. So you can catch my Twitch stream if you like.
I don't know. Okay, it's because I was going to promote you on something. I don't know if people are going to watch. Actually, you could be. So what's your?
My Twitch
stream is handle
gamer. It's a gamer tag.
Oh,
my! I am Neo.
No, you're not. Are you
online? No, online. I live the life of Cubo Chris.
Whoa,
a man that's been accused of every cybercrime that's out there. No, Cubo Chris is my gamer tag or my my alter ego. So online, I'm Cubo Chris.
Okay, so you could if you know you want to kill an hour because he's killing in an hour because you play Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Yeah, I got.
Duty.
Shut up, dumbass.
Bruh.
I love those sounds.
So yeah, we have a couple of different like clans we're involved with. So not like that, not bad clans. The Atlantic Coast Killers and the Telephone Tough Guys are the two clans I'm involved with.
The first one sounds like a fucking terrorist organization. The second one sounds like just a bunch of kids in their basement.
Well, we were playing a long time ago, we were playing 007. It was the Quantum of Solace game. And this guy was in the lobby and he's like trying to trash talk me. And he's like, you suck. You can only use the shotgun. You can only use the shotgun because the shotgun was a big gun back then. And I said, I'll kill you. I'm ranked like sixth in the world. I'll kill you with any gun you want. So we went back into the next lobby into the game. So I started shooting him with a pistol and then I picked up a 9mm and I shot him with that. And then
Disclaimer. He's talking about the game, by the way.
He didn't not actually, in real life.
Yeah, because if he shot him a bunch of times, he probably wouldn't,
be coming back.
No, he wouldn't be on the show.
But I kept killing him with just every single weapon in the game that I could pick up or find. So we go in the lobby, and I was like, what do you get to say now? I said, I just killed you with everything. He goes, oh, you're, he goes, fuck you, you bunch of telephone tough guys. And I said to my buddies, I was like, did he just call me a telephone tough guy?
That's funny.
That's how the name of our clan started. Kill Bill 2021, if you're out there, I'm a telephone tough guy.
Was that who was threatening you, Kill Bill?
That's the guy's name. That was his gamer tag, Kill Bill 2021.
What was his profile? Was he a kid or was he a...
No, like- it was a grown man. It's a grown-ass man bitching to another grown-ass man about a video game.
That's just like fighting about fictional shit.
I was waiting for him to go, come here, and like throw a spear through the internet cable.
Speaking of Mortal Kombat, have you seen the new Mortal Kombat?
Not yet. It is available on
HBO Max.
No, not HBO Max.
You can
Amazon
rent it.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it is? Oh, Amazon okay. Prime. I've already seen it.
Is it probably good, right?
It's a Mortal Kombat movie. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I guess they made Sub-Zero the hero now.
Well, yeah, because he is.
He's an anti-hero.
Well, I've got Mortal Kombat for Xbox. I get Mortal Kombat 10. And because I didn't buy the new one, I just went on YouTube and I watched all the cutscenes. And I watched like somebody play the whole game and then with the cutscenes. So it's 11 is them going back in time, redoing everything. But
Marvel did that already.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Just fucking put it together, bruh.
They can't do that. Marvel did that already.
So the reason I got you on is, as I explained, last Tuesday was 420. And right.
Just like you doing your show prep, I was doing my show prep too.
Okay.
A couple hours before the show.
Don't advertise in the show. I don't want sponsors.
The sunrise. And it's Willy Wonka.
I don't want those kinds of sponsors. So no, it was 420.
He's trying to dumb me down so I can compete against the audience. If he's asking me any questions 420 related or Star Wars related, you all are going to need an advantage.
Well, That's what you're going to do. So the thing is, and of course, next Tuesday is May 4th, which is a May the 4th. It's a Star Wars reference. So
what is it? Celebration Day? What do they call that in the 78 special? The 77? Yeah. What was it?
I don't know. You're the Star Wars guy.
Would be out there.
Dude, obviously, I'm the Star Trek guy. The Star Wars guy.
Well, I like Star Trek, too, but it was Celebration Day.
Which is their Christmas.
Would be Arthur.
Yeah.
That's my fucking soulmate right there, B. Arthur.
Who?
B. Arthur. Maud.
What? Hold on a second.
That's my soulmate.
What?
B. Arthur. I tell you, if there's another woman out there, God rest her soul, but.
Are you high?
You are high as a fucking kite.
I'm not high.
You are fucking B. Arthur.
Love her.
What?
Super sarcastic.
Do you, or have you ever smoked marijuana?
Jesus Christ. Really?
She's the best. Be out there with super sarcastic.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a love interest going on. I don't know.
No.
Anyway, let's move on. So, because this show's going to run fucking long. I got a feeling about it. I'll tell you what. I want to prep the second break. I didn't get a chance to do that. And I'm going to have to redo everything. You've been prepping. You've prepped.
I am well prepped.
You're well prepped for this show. So do you want to just get into it?
Sure.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take our second
break. I
thought
we were already into it.
No, we're in. Not even fucking close yet.
I'm so high.
Totally. You want to get high? Like a towelie.
Towelie.
So let's take our second break. Let me see if I got everything prepped. And when we come back, we're going to play a little trivia. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
From 1981 to 1992, saxophone usage in songs were 9 out of 10. However, since 1993, modern-day songs featuring saxophones have decreased 87%. Because of this, most of today's saxophones have been abandoned, and some, homeless. At the United Saxophone Usage of America, we provide songs for saxophones. For just pennies a day, you can help these instruments desperately in need. Meet Kenny. Falling on tough times, he performs in adult films. Thanks to your contributions, he is playing in the rendition of Grease for the Robin Kowalski Middle School. Our mission at USUA is to get saxophone usage back to what it was over 2 decades ago. Please give to the United Saxophone Usage of America, because we can all use a little more sax.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still in studio is my younger brother, Chris Scalia. But I haven't seen him because you've been home between COVID and everything else. And people may say, oh my God, he's in studio. He's not wearing a mask. Well, you've been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated.
Sure.
Didn't you get vaccinated?
I did not get vaccinated.
No?
No, I'm doing it out of spite. No. We're going to have 200 million... Did you order the potato salad?
No, 2 million.
You order the potato salad for lunch? I'm gonna have a needle in everyone's arm. What? 7 of them LA homeless people. They already got enough needles in their arms. Stop. It's potato salad again.
Corn pop.
Corn pop. That's what they used to call me. I remember swimming in the pool.
Okay. All right, stop. No, but didn't you get your first shot?
No.
I thought you did.
No, the infectious disease doctor said I should get a COVID shot and I should get the flu shot. She's 0 for 2. I got neither.
Well, I've got my shot.
That's why.
But you haven't been around anybody.
The same reason I don't vote. Everyone else will do it.
Fuck. All right. Jesus Christmas. Here I am going, I thought you got vaccinated.
No.
Phyllis got her shots.
She did. Everyone else did.
Why didn't you get it?
Because it, I'm doing it for Trump.
No, why?
Just because if Trump gave me the vaccine.
Are you afraid of the nanites?
I'm not.
Are you afraid of the nanites that they put inside the virus?
I've got super immunity.
I've got to get out of jail free.
I'm so immune. Even my immunity is immune.
I pardoned myself.
Sad.
All right. Jeez. I think you're high.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm not high.
You are high as a motherfucker.
I'm
fucking,
not high.
I think everybody.
I want to go up against Paul and Kim Santos tonight.
Oh, you know something? Kim has not been around. Kim's been very busy.
Yeah, she's so broadcasting. She's
drinking tea.
Tea.
Yeah.
No, she does. She does a radio broadcast, doesn't she?
I don't know. Last night she was doing.
Last time I stalked her page, that's what I saw.
Jeez. Okay. So here's what we're going to do, because I've already set this up. Where is my stuff? This I actually prepped. This took a little bit of time. So would you say that you are an expert in Star Wars, a novice, or well-educated? What would you say your status in Star Wars?
As far as the original trilogies, I'm an expert, beyond expert level at that.
Okay.
There was a point in my life where I could tell you the second assistant director. Legitimately, I knew like everyone that worked in the cast.
What?
I did.
That's fucked up.
We had those cards, like Irvin Kershner. We had the cards with all the stats on. I would read all those. But regardless, or irregardless. The prequels, also really well versed up, but the last three garbage films that they produced.
Garbage films.
Yeah. Some big turds. Three gigantic turds.
Are they still talking about writing some things and making like those never happen?
Look, if they can redo the Snyderverse and make Batman a 4-hour turd, then they can do I did see it and
it was better.
It was
way better. Right, I mean, but the bar was low. They called the Justice League.
The Justice League?
Yeah, because...
The Justice League.
Yeah, Justice League. But there is a theory. If you watch YouTube, because I watch YouTube before we get back into the Star Wars thing, there is a theory that the Josh Whedon Justice League is what caused the bad timeline. You know, when the Flash comes in, he goes, Am I too early? He was too early. And then what happened is then as a result of that, then the Justice League, the Snyder Cut, come out and erased the bad timeline.
Actually, I saw the original one instead of Whedon, instead of Flash. Well, when Flash came in, he came in and he said, "This is Joe. Batman, you got to save us. Kamala's taking over the presidency."
Stop it. Jesus Christ.
Bruce, it's up to you.
No, it's not.
Remember the potato salad.
All right. So I'm going to ask you questions. Now, you can see the screen.
Snakes on a plane.
It's not going to be snakes in a fucking plane. Let's stop with that. All right. So let's see if I can get my sounds all read up. Okay. Now, I had you on. We did a 420 show. When the only time the show actually fell on 420, and I called everybody I knew, was like a huge pot aficionado.
With the weed strains.
It was crayon.
Crayon or weed? Or weed.
Yes, it was crayon or cannabis, I believe the name of the show was. So we're doing a similar version of that today, but it's different. So we're going to start with
Star Wars or cannabis?
That's
pretty easy.
Star Wars or cannabis.
Because Jar Jar Binks is actually a pot strain.
Is it?
No.
All right. Do I have anything?
Me so stupid. Bad enough. Jar Jar Binks is already a horrid Rastafarian stereotype.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Misa, say pasta. Don't you the left hand side?
Did you ever hear this before? This is like the coolest. It's the Star Wars medley. It's the 12-inch version from like 19. It's like from like the 70s.
This is the disco version.
Pretty much, but it's a 12-inch version. It sounds like a Star Wars game show, which it should be. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our first contestant coming up. He knows all things Star Wars, and he's going to be right here for us.
Chewbacca.
He's going to be playing some games. Playing some stuff with us.
Greedo did not shoot at all.
Greedo never shot, douchebags.
Not first. He didn't shoot at all.
He never did. All right. So we're going to first we're going to play May the 420. Okay, it's just called May the 420.
Be with you.
No, it's just the name of the show is that. I'm going to ask you a question from Star Wars first, and you have to say if you know. See how much you know, all right? Which stormtrooper wasn't able to complete his mission in The Force Awakens?
Finn.
What's his actual stormtrooper name?
Shit, it's the same number. It's 4187? No. 2187.
2187? Did he get it right? He got it right.
FN2187.
It's FN2187. Well, that might help you a little bit later. What kind of vehicle did Rey live in?
What kind of vehicle did Rey live in?
Yes, when she was on the planet. Actually.
Oh, when she was eating, she lived in a, it was an AT-AT. It was an all-terrain armored transport, blown up.
Your
feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side.
That is completely true. It was an AT-AT. That was. And, of course, it's not called an AT-AT. It's called an AT-AT.
All-terrain armored transport.
That's right. And Phyllis is on now, and she says, Imperial All. I don't know what that is. Anyway, let's see. What did Owen Lars tell Luke Skywalker about his father?
He's a bitch. He said, he died about the same time as your father. He said that about Ben.
Right.
He said, what did he say about? Oh, he said, maybe he knows old Ben Kenobi. He said, no, I think he died about the same time as your dad. He said, he knew my father. He told him to forget it.
No.
He said, forget it.
What did he say? What his vocation was? What did he do? Your father was a great pilot. No, Uncle Owen told me
flew a spice freighter.
Impressive.
Correct.
It's a spice freighter.
Phyllis wrote terrain armored.
All terrain armored.
She's a little behind the show because you're burying him. Anyway. Now this one's gonna this. If you get this one. Which bounty hunter was trying to capture Han Solo when Greedo first arrived?
It was not Hammerhead. There was no one that was trying to catch.
Yes, there was.
Oh, Boba Fett. In the cutscene, it was Boba Fett.
Nope. Nope. The original one.
What? And we're talking about Star Wars.
Yes.
What bounty hunter was originally hunting?
What bounty hunter was trying to capture Han Solo when Greedo arrived first? I didn't know this one either. You said you're an expert. That's why I racked him up. Phyllis is going to put
Hammerhead was the only other bounty hunter in the bar.
Yes, but Hammerhead was not.
And Dengar got injured trying to.
Dengar. He got fucking useless bounty hunter.
Dengar got injured trying to apprehend Han Solo. So I'm going to say it was Dengar.
No. Do you know who Danz Boren is?
No.
I don't know. See, I never heard of that either. All right, that's one wrong, so I got to give you a really cool sound. Let's say.
I've just about had enough of you.
Daz Boren?
It's Danz, D-A-N-Z-B-O-R-I-N-E-N. I mean, I-N, yes. All right, let's move on. What was the name of the standard rifle carried by the clone troopers? These are real fucking trivia. These are some people, they'll have debates about shit like this.
That the original was an assault shock trooper rifle was what the original clone troopers, the shock trooper rifle, or the
original
AC-17?
No. the original name of the standard rifle carried by the cloned troopers. So the clone troopers was probably the original rifle from the prequels.
Wasn't the... Oh, was it the DC something or other? It was a
fuck.
The 154.
Close. The DC 15A. I'll give it to you because that's just, I wouldn't fucking know. You could have one of those blasters to my head. I wouldn't fucking be able to do it.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Got it right.
Didn't really work.
All right. Let's see. What was the cell number where Princess Leia was imprisoned on the Death Star?
1128.
No. What was the
4307?
No.
It's
egg 675309.
No, that's Jenny's number.
It's fucking Phyllis wrote. Phyllis is Googling everything. DC 158. And she goes blaster rifle. You already said this. What was the cell number where Princess Leia was being imprisoned on the Death Star? You already said it when it was Finn's number.
Oh yeah, it's 2187.
2187, correct.
Impressive.
Which planet did Luke Skywalker go for his self-imposed exile? We already know how much you hate the fucking movie.
The Shittsburg.
Where he would milk giant, you know, fucking...
Green milk. Green milk instead of blue milk this time. No, was it Exit? Was it Exegol? No. Exegol was where the Emperor was.
That's correct. It's close, though. Phyllis is going to put it in there.
I thought it was Exegol.
It's called Acto. Did you get that wrong? Oh, my goodness.
Exegol was where the Sith Holocron took him.
All right. And now, where can you find the hidden Rebel base?
On Dantooine? No, it's a lie. On Yavin 4?
It's...
That's not true!
Oh, yes. I fucked your mother.
That's impossible! Yes, that was true. I just figured I'd play that one.
Padme loved it.
Jesus. Panda Bear. Panda Bear loved it.
Padamame.
All right, now we're going to do some of the weed questions, which you did pretty well with that. You only missed, let's say, you missed two, so you got six correct. And Phyllis put down Acto. She said Google. She's fucking Googling everything.
And you gave me questions about the three crap movies.
I know. Now, I will ask you this. This is all about hemp at this point. Did you know the ropes and the sails of the Mayflower were made from hemp fiber?
I believe that is true.
It is true.
Is this true or false?
These are all true. I'm telling you it's true. Betsy Ross's first flag of the United States was made of hemp. Right. That is also true.
And she made it for Joe Biden.
The first two drafts of the United States.
That Betsy girl.
Stop it. The first two drafts of the Declaration of Independence
were on hemp paper.
Were written on paper made from hemp.
Yes, that I know.
So these are all true. People say hemp,
there was a second draft that they rolled up and smoked.
They smoked the first draft. They're like, "This is pretty good,
Jackson. You fuck up.
You gotta get another one." But now we're gonna play
Hancock. Why do you have to take up the whole page?
Now we're gonna play. This is basically gonna be. Crayon or cannabis. All right.
Fruity pebbles.
There we go. Here's the first one. Purple candy cane.
That is a cannabis strain.
Let's see.
It's 420 somewhere.
That is correct. That is correct.
Prince Sienna.
Let's see. Blue Dream.
That's a definite cannabis strain. I grew that one. I grew that my last batch.
Fuzzy Wuzzy Brown.
That is a crayon.
It's a crayon. Jazzberry Jam.
That's a crayon, too.
That is a crayon. Blueberry Cheesecake.
That is a strain. That is a definite strain of pot.
Vivid Tangerine
is also a crayon.
Oh, asparagus.
Asparagus?
Yeah.
That's what makes your pee smell funny.
Asparagus.
I don't think there's an asparagus strain. It's a crayon.
It is both.
I didn't know it was asparagus.
It's both. Shamrock.
That is a strain and a color, actually.
No, it's just a crayon.
That's the incorrect purple one. Shamrock is
no,
a strain.
No, it's just, okay. Old school blueberry.
Old school blueberry?
Old school blueberry.
That's got to be a crayon.
Oh, that is also. That's also weed. Huh. Let's see. Electric lime.
Electric lime is weed.
No.
No, there is a strain of.
No. There is. No, it's a crayon. Purple Mountains Majesty.
That is a strain.
That is also a crayon.
Oh, I'm thinking of purple. Purple Akushka.
Are you high?
What? No, I'm not high. What?
You are high as a fucking kite.
I'm not high.
It's weed.
That's Seth Rogen, right?
It's sick of weed. Sick of weed.
Sick of weed.
Where was I? Oh, cactus.
Cactus is a crayon.
Cactus is weed. You are horrible. You did better at Star Wars.
I know. I know a lot of the strains.
Okay. Beaver. Beaver. Like the animal.
That has to be a strain.
Beaver.
Is a crayon?
It's a crayon.
What color is beaver?
I don't know. Cornflower.
Cornflower is a crayon.
Cornflower is a crayon. There you go. I'll give you this one.
There's 420 somewhere.
Cornflower.
And Timberwolf.
That's got to be a crayon.
It is a
crayon. It's a shoe.
There's 420 somewhere.
Sounds like it's a shoe.
Timber. Well, those are Timberlands. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my third and final break. And when I come back, we're going to see if we can. Oh, yeah. I got to tabulate the score. That's what I got to do. So you're just listening to Radio Regardless. And I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still in studio, that's my brother, Chris Scalia. And I tabulated all the scores. And unbelievable. You didn't do as good on the pot as you did on Star Wars. But
well, I've been smoking Star Wars since I was 5 years old.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection against the United States.
That's fake news. I already had an erection.
Just ask Melania. I tabulated all the scores, and based on everything, because Phyllis...
Fake
not
scores.
Catching a fake scores. You win. You win.
Of course. Next time we're going to win huge against China. China.
You did very well.
I hate
you. Win.
China.
You did well, but you didn't do great. I can't believe that you just.
That's an exaggeration. We had the biggest victory. This victory was huge. Huge.
So now you had your brain surgery.
Yes.
Okay. And do they, well, you're not really smoking a lot, are you?
It's a relative term. Okay. A lot.
define a lot more than a
depends
little.
Depends on what your definition of is.
It all depends on what your definition of is.
Stupid.
I think you is stupid. That's what I think. But you're not scheduled. You don't have the schedule for the heart surgery yet. And what are they going to do in there?
Apparently, my doctor's on vacation. I said, hey, as long as he's nice and relaxed, I want him, whatever condition, I want him to be nice and relaxed when he comes back for the surgery.
So, but what are they doing? Tell everybody so they know.
They are going to be hopefully repairing my mitral valve.
Okay.
Instead of replacing it. There's an 80% chance, and that was a couple of months ago. But then they discovered I had an aneurysm in my head, which all started from a staph infection.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And you think you got that from the
dentist?
Okay.
A visit to the dentist. But they are, the cardiologist is on vacation and probably until the end of this week. And then they are going to schedule the heart surgery. But until then, I will be gaming season 3 Call of Duty.
So you can find him on Twitch.
You can.
He's at Q-Ball Chris.
You can follow me at Q-Ball Chris on Twitter. Yeah, you can follow me at Q-Ball Chris on Telephone Tough Guys. No, it's at Q-Ball. Twitter is at Q-Ball Chris. My Twitch stream is twitch.tv/Q-Ball Chris. And it's nothing but first place victories because that's how we roll.
Shit. I mean, I'm pretty good at games, but not really. I mean, I play Halo, and these fucking kids hand me my ass every time. Like, every time they hand me my ass. I don't get it.
You get to hear the way these guys in us talk. Like, I can't imagine us going up against, like, a group of 12-year-olds. These kids would be crying to their parents.
It's like that scene in Endgame where he goes, yes, I'm going to come down there and whip your butt.
That's not, no, it's not even close. I'm going to rip off your arms and stick it up your butt. That's not even close. We were like, I will chop 3 inches off and stick it up. It gets bad. I mean, Mary was listening the other day and I totally forgot that she was online on the stream.
Our niece, by the way.
My niece, yeah. And I forgot, and there was a meme I saw on Facebook, someone posted, and it was like, who could you last longer with, Mike Tyson or Mia Khalifa?
Oh, God.
And then
Jesus
Christ. And it was like, I don't know, it depends on what Mike's wearing. I forgot Mary was online.
Oh, stop it. All right. She may be listening now, so I don't want to take any chances.
It's terrible.
All right. Well, here's what you can do. You can follow him on Twitch. You can watch him play some games and wish him the best of luck for surgery because it's a complicated thing. It's, you know, it's kind of risky, not super risky. Everything will be fine.
Yeah. I mean, they're only stopping my heart.
Well,
taking it out of my chest. Two things that have never happened before. I hear tale that you don't want to take your heart out of your chest or have it stopped. But
I don't know. I've seen Kalima. Kalima.
You betrayed Shiba.
Kalima.
Holy shit, did I just drive this plane into the side of the mountain?
I'm numb Shiba.
There's a snake in this plane. I'm going to drive it into a mountain.
All right. And on that fucking thing, snakes in a plane, get out of here.
No. There was a snake in the plane.
Get out of here. You mentioned snakes in the plane too many times.
Thanks for having me tonight.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. You might as well stay there because I'm just going to wrap the show. You might as well sit there. It'll be fine. So I'm just going to wrap the show. Guys, as always, it's been a... Oh, I got to fucking hit that. There we go. Stop.
Hey, stay 6 feet distant. That's also the sound that Joe Biden hears when people go, we're going to bring it to you. We're going to circle back.
Jen Psaki is going to circle back.
Circle back. That's a new band, Circle Back.
People calling her press conference Saki bombs because she can't answer a question. It's horrible.
I don't have the data in front of me, so we're gonna have to circle back on that one. She said circle back like 12 times in one.
Do you know what the fucked up thing
circle
is?
Back.
Everybody's circle saying back. Circle back like it's circle a back. Thing now. Circle
back. Circle back. Like, that'll be in the new, in the every year they release a list
of
words. Yeah,
the list of words.
Yeah. And circle back will be
circle back.
It is not a band. It is Jen Psaki.
It's not a sexual move either. Like, that's a totally different move. Anyway, let's wrap the show. As always, guys.
We need Skeeter. All right. Drink beers.
As always, guys, if you want to be part of the show, just you can email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can call the hotline 978-219-9294. And, of course, leave a question or comment. Hey, I'll be back, hopefully, May 12th. Until then, be safe, guys.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2021, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello.